First, we turn to Avid Partners and to my first guest of the evening, Conal Bradley. Conal, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Albert. Pleasure to be here.
Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about Avid Partners? Who are you? Where are you from?
Absolutely.
What do you do?
We are a practice of accountants at our core, Albert. We're based in Port Leash and we have an office in City West. But what we do is what a typical accountant would do all the time.
Charge loads of money.
Well, hopefully not. I think a reasonable rate is the order of the day. But we do what typical accountants do, but only as a platform. We do your returns and we take care of your compliance. But rather than stopping off there, Albert, we use that knowledge of your business then to try and advise you as to how to improve that business and to improve your bottom line and ultimately get more money into the owner's back pocket.
Well, Conal, could I ask you, how long have you been around?
The firm was established 12 years, established by Jamie O'Hanlon. And Jamie is our managing partner.
Was he Jamie O'Hanlon and Associates at one stage?
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, I know of them. Good reputation. The company has been there in the boom times and
yes,
also
indeed.
In the past. So how are you seeing business at the moment here in the Midlands?
At the moment, it's good to say that we're certainly seeing a pickup across the board. Some sectors would be performing better than other sectors. But across the board, most of our clients are coming back to us with some pieces of good news here and there.
Are you seeing growth in clients yourself?
Yes, absolutely. We are, thankfully. And even over the last few years, when business has been tough for most businesses, we've been lucky enough to have very good support from clients, old and new. But our clients this year are starting to change their focus a little bit to growing now, Albert.
Yeah, it has come around at this stage. I'm sorry, we always ask when somebody comes in that deals with an array of businesses, we always like to hear how things are going at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's always we're looking for these bigger green shoots all the time. What's the main concern of businesses in the area at the moment?
Well, when they turn their focus to growing, Albert, it's effectively how do we do it? How do we fund it? We don't have the money or we don't have the knowledge to do it. So they feel like they've come through several years of cost cutting and hanging on by the skin of their teeth. And now that they're
and in many cases, not even applying for funding. Well, firstly, I suppose, identifying where the funding is from, but not even applying to banks for loans because, you know, previous probably to the last year, it was almost taken as a given you'd be turned down.
Exactly, and there is some good news there as well, insofar as that banks are lending. There was a report out by the central bank there recently, and they indicated that the amount of applications had increased and that the approval rates were quite high. A lot of that is for restructuring, so not an awful lot of new lending for businesses looking to grow, but there is some there. So certainly, if you're a business owner and you have the opinion that there's no point in talking to your local bank manager, I would suggest that you think again.
Where do you go for funding?
We've touched on the bank. They certainly are open for business. Not quite as easy as it once was, but certainly worth talking to them. And should the bank refuse, you always have the option of going to the credit review office or somewhere like microfinance.
Because he can compel, he can turn around and apply, you know, this a different probably set of criteria. And if he finds that he should have been lent to, he can make the banks lend to you.
Absolutely. So even when the banks say no, should they say no, it's not a lost cause. Mm. Another option is Microfinance Ireland. They specialise in lending to small businesses up to 25,000, and they actually only lend to businesses who have been refused by the bank. So
who funds that?
It's a government initiative.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What's the take up on that like?
Quite good, but there's quite a lack of awareness about it. So I would think that if more people knew about it.
What advice then would you give to any small businesses who are listening now or whose ears have just pricked up? How would they go about sourcing that funding?
Well, for microfinance, you have to be refused by your bank in the first instance. So the first port of call is to apply to the bank in the normal fashion. And after that, then, should you be refused, you can also approach Microfinance Ireland. They have an online application and it's relatively straightforward and they'll take you through the process there.
Okay.
So they're the traditional routes, I suppose, of
financing. What about grants and incentives like that?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Two main bodies here would be your local enterprise board.
Yes.
And then for slightly larger businesses would be like Enterprise Ireland. And they have quite an array of funds and grants there to them, and they're quite sizable as well. I mean, even your local enterprise board can fund sometimes up to 150,000 if you take all of their boxes, which is you know, more often than not, more than what the business is looking for.
Sometimes small business owners are put off by the amount of kind of red tape that's involved in applying for these. Has that streamlined in any way?
Not particularly, no. Whether it's bank or whether you're looking for a grant, unfortunately, they have a process to go through. And like everything these days, it's tightened up a little bit. And unfortunately, if you can't satisfy all the criteria, and this is one of the problems that people applying to the enterprise boards or Enterprise Ireland face, is that, you know, they're quite focused on businesses who are maybe providing services or who are manufacturing. And that can exclude quite a few sectors. So immediately a few people might find themselves outside of the remit of these bodies.
And is this sort of a service that companies like yourself then provide, where you would, you know, handle the application process?
Absolutely, because there's so many potential sources of funding and grants that it can be perplexing to the business owner. So we would always suggest to come in and talk to ourselves. We offer a complimentary first consultation where we can sit down and see what the business needs.
So it won't cost
needs.
Me.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yes.
Tell me, speaking of costing me, the October deadline for tax.
Mm-hmm.
What can a small business do to kind of take that pressure away a little bit?
Absolutely. The October deadline applies to sole traders. It's the income tax deadline. So the worst thing they could possibly do, Albert, is leave it on the long finger and end up getting a large tax bill.
It certainly seems as if revenue have become much more aggressive over the past period of time.
Well, they've become certainly more efficient. That's one way, a nice way of looking at it, if you want to. They're fully computerized. All taxpayers are submitting everything online now, so they're not dealing with volumes of paperwork that used to come through their letterboxes.
Much more streamlined in terms of the information gathering and...
Exactly, and now they can compare businesses easier because all their data is electronic and so on. So they've come on an awful lot.
So what else can a business do?
Well, first of all, come in and talk to your accountant quite early in the year. If you're coming in September, October, and you're told here's the bill and here's the couple of weeks that you've left to pay it, you're very often between a rock and... However, if you're talking to your advisor early in the year, you know, there's several things you could look at doing, you know, whether it's like some making a pension payment. You can make a payment this year that will reduce last year's tax bill. Plus, your accountant or advisor will take you through any incentives that could be there to try and mitigate a tax bill. And even very simple things, Albert, like just like making sure you've maximised all your expenditure, you've captured all your receipts.
And kept the receipts.
Exactly, yes.
That's pretty important.
Absolutely.
You were talking earlier on, and just briefly, I suppose, at this stage, but you were talking earlier on about companies now beginning to plan for growth. How are they doing that?
Well, our experience is that they're not doing it very well, unfortunately. The mindset of the business owner has probably changed recently and they're now thinking about growing and they're doing their best. But unfortunately, it's not a set of skills that a lot of business owners have been using much over the last few years. And we're finding that they simply don't have the knowledge to do it correctly. We would all suggest that they look at their online presence and see what they can be doing there. There's no doubt that most consumers or buyers of your product will be looking online, and if you don't have a presence there, then...
Yeah, but isn't that part of the problem though? And we've referred to it on this program a number of times. It's like fool's gold. Like, I know that I'm commercially disadvantaged if I don't have an online presence, but what kind of online presence should I have? Because there's quite a lot of sharks out there who are advising people to do this, that and the other, and, you know, making the few quid from it. So I suppose really you'd want to stick with a reputable agency or...
Yeah, absolutely. There's the number of companies offering likes of website services and search engine optimization,
yeah.
Getting yourself up the top page of Google. There's an awful lot of them, and as you said, it's a mixed bag. At the risk of self-promoting, Albert, but, you know, we do have a marketing wing to us, and again, we would quite happily talk to anyone.
It's a local business show. You're a local business, so don't feel in any way compromised in terms of moving it. Look, time has beaten us, and if I could just ask you, do you have a website, Conal?
Absolutely. avidpartners.ie.
avidpartners.ie.
Great.
Conal, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to speak with us this evening. We wish
you
every success for the future. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the not too distant future, speaking of.